Howdy, howdy.
This is not an April Fool's joke. We're back.
I know. Oh, yeah, that's ironic.
Our last episode was October 23rd.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
So, we're back.
So, yeah, we might have dropped the ball on that.
I'm drinking my tea, so I'm sorry.
Yeah. We've gotten more relaxed since then.
Yeah. No music, no bullshit. We're just gonna get into this shit.
Yeah, so we kind of changed a couple, like, things that we want to do with the podcast as far as just kind of, like, bullshitting and stuff. And do it more for just us. And I didn't know that's how that worked. No, it's locked now. But, yeah, it's just gonna be a little bit more relaxed and chill, but still spooky. And October. Well, October took a weird turn for us because Halloween happened and then we got depressed.
It was weird. We went to Halloween Horror Nights so many times.
Yeah.
And then when actual Halloween day happened, what we do normally is we sit outside my house. Because I live in, like, a pretty residential neighborhood.
You live in a good... And it's behind a school.
Yeah.
Like, you're in
the middle school is behind us, or in front of us. So... But it's massive. There's two sections of a neighborhood with an apartment complex, condo complex in between. So we thought, well, we've had really good years. When we don't go to Salem, we stay here, we put the fire pit out front, we get pizza, get candy.
We just hang out, we dress up like, you know, like, oh, we're a witch, oh, we're a vampire. Like, it's just, it's little stuff. And we hand out candy and kind of... You know, mess with the kids in, like, a fun way. Like, Sam's husband will put on, like, a scary mask and, you know, mess around with the teenagers and be like, is that real? And we'll check. You know, it's just, it's dumb stuff. We just kind of had, like, that's our night to be, like, dumb kids again. And this year.
Yeah. 2018, it was...
Shit.
Two groups of kids. That's it.
I think we had, like, 10 in total because 8 were in one group.
Yeah. It was horrible.
It was awful.
We kept waiting and waiting and waiting.
We were probably out there 2 hours for, like, 10 to 12 kids.
Yeah. It was terrible. So, the next day, we booked to go to Salem for this year for Halloween. That was not part of our plans for this year. We were going to wait till 2020 to go.
Yep.
But we cannot stand it.
No, it was... It was super depressing. I wish we had just went to Halloween Horror Nights.
For what was a relatively busy...
Halloween season for us, yeah.
Halloween ended on a sour note.
It was very depressing. It was super depressing.
Not very fun. Like, I was very disappointed.
Like, we always have fun with each other. You know, we just kind of sat around and bullshitted with, your parents came over and you had family from England visiting.
Yeah.
And that was really fun, just if only we were just sitting in the yard bullshitting.
Yeah, not waiting for trick-or-treaters.
Yeah, and then, you know, the same group would pass by, and we're like, do you guys want more candy? Because we bought 5 pounds of it,
yeah.
And all the, and it just...
When we walked around the neighborhood ourselves, and really didn't so see quiet. Many people, there's one guy on the next street over who had a really cool Halloween decoration, like a yes. creepy clown.
Yeah, he had a really cool one,
and he looked like the Crooked Man.
Yes, yeah.
And he was waiting by his window.
Yeah. He was like, hello...
Felt really bad for him because we know if we don't get anybody, he's not getting anybody.
No,
he's not even out. We're outside and we can't see anybody walking past.
No,
so
there was nothing. It was the quietest night, like, ever.
It was terrible.
Yeah, it was awful.
It was so depressing. And literally, our hotel book date was November 1st.
Yep,
because it was,
yeah,
hey, I called the hotel, they can get us in. Am I gonna do this? And we did it.
I still remember the text because it was just so funny. Like, one of us screenshotted something from going on in Salem. And it was like, man,
yeah,
that looks fun. And then, I don't know how it happened, but the other one texted, are we doing this?
Yeah.
It was like, yeah, we are. Yeah. I can't take it.
I called. We were going to Disney, and I called.
Yes.
And I was like, in the car, like, everybody shut the hell up. I'm calling the hotel. I'm going to book this. Actually, it was funny because the hotel guy... he actually friended me on Facebook the first year that we were going.
Oh, that's right.
I'm still friends with him on Facebook, so I don't get it. But
it's a very nice town.
Yeah, it's weird. So I actually, he kind of knows us now. And he was like, oh, last time you were here for Halloween, because Preston and I went in December. He was like, last time you were here for Halloween, you were in room 414 or something like that. Oh, actually, maybe I shouldn't say that.
We were in it, though. Oh, wait, I know.
But the story is that we're going to be in it again.
So, come visit.
Yeah. So
we are literally never in our room. So yeah, good luck.
You're not going to find us. But it was, do you want your regular room? So it was like, okay, we'll
and
do that, that.
Yeah. And it was like instantly with that being said to Sam was like, that's home.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you want your regular room?
Yeah.
Like, yes, we want our regular room.
Like, hell yeah, man. The fact that we have a regular room in a hotel in Salem, which I'm not going to tell you which one. I'm pretty sure in the other one we talked about we did, but whatever. So, and now there's, like, a couple new hotels, so maybe we're in one of those.
You'll yeah, we're trying something new. It's really cool. And this year, you know, even since then, like, it's kind of been, like, our strange predicament of how we are pretty sure that Salem should be in our lives the way that we always wanted it to
yeah.
be.
Yeah.
But, since then, January came, and we went on a cruise.
Yeah.
For Sam's 30th.
Woo, I'm yes. 30 now.
Yeah, Caitlin's Sam's 30 now. I'm still in my 20s. I'm creeping in at a very slow last place. But we went on the Impractical Jokers cruise, and we kept it spooky. We dressed pinup style, wholeheartedly the yeah. entire time. Spooky dresses,
literally
everything.
Literally getting on, you can look it up, but it's, I wore the Vixen Michelin Pit
yep.
monster mask skirt to get on the ship.
Yep.
And Caitlin wore, like, a black and red outfit.
Yep. And you had your, Beetlejuice beret on.
Yes. So, these people.
Oh, my God.
I don't want to talk too much shit, but.
It's bad.
It's like they just don't care what they, how they dress.
So, I don't know, I and you can, like, message us and tell us. Me and Sam are vacationers in the fact that every day that we're, you know, we just kind of do our jobs and work at home, our hair's like in a bun and we are just whatever. Like, it, every day is not a makeup day for me and Sam.
No.
You know, we make sure that we do, like, you know, our hair's kept together and stuff like that, but we're not getting fancy every day. We don't have office jobs where we need to wear, like, a skirt and a jacket and all that stuff. So when we go on vacation, it's not in the sense of, like, this is my time to wear, spandex
yeah.
and, like, a fat shirt. We get dressed up. So, like, we had skirts, dresses, you know, if we wore jeans or shirts, it was with, like, a cool blouse or it's this thing or these shoes. Like, vacations are our chance to do our makeup, our hair, and kind of dress like how we describe it, like Pinterest style. Like, you see a cool outfit on Pinterest and you're like, I'm doing that. Because I don't have anywhere else to do it.
Yeah. These people didn't care.
We saw one couple that literally wore the same shirt for 3 days in a row.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying that they might not have had the same shirt. Three shirts of it. I'm praying. I'm hoping. You're on a boat. It was very hot.
Yeah.
Like, what?
I don't. But we kept it alive.
We tried. And, I mean, we got looks and stuff. And it was,
surprisingly, we got more, way more dirty looks
than we thought.
Yeah, like, I wouldn't be talking shit if these people had been like, oh my god, they look so good, or
no,
not even that, if they just ignored us. But we got so many dirty looks for dressing up, like, how dare we
no.
want to look pretty.
No, yeah, I mean, when we, like, wear skirts or something, even just to, like, okay, so we're going to this place, we get a lot of compliments. You always get compliments on
yeah.
your clothes, because no one's ever seen them before.
And I'm more than willing. Anytime I'm wearing something,
yeah.
I will always tell anybody where I
where
got
you it. Got it, what
if
it
I
is.
Can't remember, or if it was, like, a discount store, like Ross or something, I'll say where I got it, but that it was at Ross.
Exactly.
So there might be one, there might be 10, there might be none, you know?
Exactly. But you always get compliments.
Yeah.
Unless it was another woman on the ship that was also kind of dressed up.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, it was few and far in between. We would get, like, oh, your skirt's cute. It just didn't happen.
No.
We just got looks.
Yeah, like, dirty looks.
And they are creepy towards these Impractical Jokers. Like, this is, like, cult status, kind of, like, praising the gods creepy.
Yeah.
We're fans. Sam's a huge fan.
Mm-hmm.
But,
I don't think I'm that
No, you're
crazy.
Not. You're not even close to that.
No. Like, well, we met Joe, and you guys might not know who Impractical Jokers are, but there's four of them. We met one of them.
Yeah.
Just by chance, we went down early to get in the hot tub, and he was walking around in his robe. And he came over and talked to us for a little while.
Yeah, it was really cool.
It was really nice.
It was cool.
And you could see visibly he was... The only reason he stayed talking to us for as long as he did was because neither of us fumbled for our phones. Neither of us were freaking out.
Selfies and stuff, like, all the time.
These people, don't leave them alone. Period.
And they, and like, when you hear them talking in the halls and stuff, they're like, oh, I got a photo of Joe. Do you have, like, a photo of Murr? I just need to get a photo of this one. Like, literal Pokemons.
Yeah.
Like, they're just, they don't, I don't know. It's so weird. It was very weird. We had, it's so weird. Sam put it perfectly. It was the best time we have, like, literally ever had. It was so much fun. But for the, one of the funnest vacations we've ever had, we've never bitched more.
No. There were so many things that.
Like, that's so strange.
And it was, unfortunately, it was mostly the people that were on the ship. Like, I guess when you're spending thousands of dollars to go and have one of these themed cruises, you're a huge fan of whoever it is.
Yeah, of course.
But I consider myself a very big fan of Impractical
Jokers. I really
Jokers.
Thought you were, like, a super fan, but you were not.
No. Like, I could, it was insane. Like, it, but one of the things that we, the reason we're talking about the Impractical
Jokers
cruise.
Oh, yes, back to this.
Is one of the guests on the Impractical Jokers cruise was Adam Green.
Yes, because as you should know, that Q, well, you might not know Q, but Brian Quinn was in Victor Crowley. He's actually really good friends with Adam, period, as it is. But Adam Green's fourth installment in the Hatchet series was Victor Crowley, and Brian Quinn, Q, was in it. He was in the airplane. He was, like, the third person to die.
Yeah, his name's Austin in the movie.
Yeah, that's right.
And he gets his head cut off and his brain falls out.
Yes.
We'll save you the hours.
We
are huge Hatchet fans. Yeah. Victor Crowley fans.
Super fun. But not...
Not awesome.
It's not fun.
But
not best,
we do like Adam Green.
Yes. So I was a big fan of him before, and then you had, like, the Hatchet ones.
Yeah, I love Hatchet.
Yeah, the Hatchet's great. And it was kind of not last minute, but maybe 2 weeks out from the cruise. It was like, hey, guys, I'm coming. And he did a screening of Digging Up the Morrow.
Yeah.
Which I have seen multiple times because I like found footage a lot. And it's kind of my go-to with found footage because it's safe and it has great effects in it, creature designs.
Well, one thing I like that is it's found footage, but it's also, because they have the confessionals and stuff, it's also not completely all
like
shaky cam.
No. It's mostly still work because Adam Green is...
It's like security cameras.
Exactly.
Like the actual... Because the person who's filming, quote-unquote, when they go to the cemetery is his cameraman.
Yeah.
So it's not like it's like some shitty like teenagers going to the cemetery and doing this.
No, but it's it was so cool. And Adam Green was there.
Yeah, him and Q watched a movie with us. They were up on the balcony while everybody was downstairs, which I don't blame them because otherwise Q would not be getting any fucking time to watch the movie.
No.
But it was my first time seeing the movie.
Mm-hmm.
I think the only movies I've seen of Adam Green's at that point were the Hatchet movies.
I've seen Frozen and Digging Up the Morrow and then all the Hatchet ones. I haven't seen the pizza thing that he has. And he has something else.
Yeah.
Oh my God, he's adorable.
But I really liked Digging Up the Morrow.
I'm so glad. It was so fun.
It was very, 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 very good.
And hearing him, he is so passionate. Hearing him talk about it, and the movies and what they mean to him and all this stuff. Like, I know, like, Victor Crowley wasn't that great. And there's been times, like, even in Digging Up the Morrow, watching him, since it's supposed to be, like, this documentary style where he is the person making the documentary as himself. And everybody in it is themselves, except Ray Wise. He, you know, when he came up and talked about the movie, he even said how he wasn't used to acting like an asshole. I always took him as an asshole because of that movie.
Yeah.
So, actually seeing him on stage and how excited he gets about his movies and how much he cares and he loves each of them.
There was maybe 50 people, you would say?
Yeah,
in the auditorium, and he was so stoked to see that many people that were there.
He's so cute. He is so cute.
Yes.
P.S., don't know if you're listening, be kind of weird. If you were married to Adam Green, you suck.
Yeah.
Whoever you are.
Yeah. He is the cutest, most adorable person ever.
You're an idiot, and he doesn't deserve you. So thank you for doing him that favor, because you suck. But it was so much fun, and we kind of left him alone. He was very much like, take a picture, take an autograph, yeah, like, do whatever you want. Yeah, please come talk to me. And we ran into him in the stairwell.
Caitlin punched him.
Yeah, I got really nervous, and I, like, basically disconnected his shoulder from his collarbone, if that's where that area is. I felt really bad, but I wasn't sure if I would... I knew his... Okay, so you want to go, and you want to say their name, but then... Your brain does that half-second thing where you're
it's that panic of...
You're wrong.
Am I going to call him the wrong name and piss him off, and he's not going to want to talk to me?
Yeah, so in my brain, it was like, oh, Adam. And then as I went to say it, my brain was like, what if it's Austin? And, like, so I just grabbed his shoulder. And he didn't look, like, annoyed. He was just very shocked. And I apologize. But, yeah, he was... And, even in the hallway, it was so cute because we just thanked him so much for bringing horror onto the ship.
Yeah.
Because we don't get to... Florida doesn't have... Like, there's the popcorn frights down in Fort Lauderdale. But there's not... I mean, it's few and far in between that there's, like, horror screening stuff, especially with the director there. So we just thanked him for coming on the ship and taking the time and discussing the movie. And I know... We would have sat there for 4 hours, 4 or 5 hours, and I think he would have went on forever.
Yeah.
Until they kicked him off the boat. Yeah. Like, because he was just so excited to talk about the movie, but it was really cool to talk to him, and he's even cuter when you talk to him.
Yeah. Like, he's so...
He was like, thank you, and he'd shrug his shoulders up, and he's like, thank you, thank you. Oh, my God.
He's so humble. It's nice.
So humble.
It's nice to compliment him in his movie because he's so humble. Honestly, like, if somebody, you love their work, you want to tell them... But you get those people who know that their work is amazing, but in the bad way.
Well, me and Sam have had experiences meeting people that we absolutely adore, and it just not going as we had hoped.
No.
Either personality-wise or just the circumstances or whatever, it just kind of killed our whole ideal that you've built up about this person. And we both had that experience. He was so nice on stage, though. I wasn't worried about it.
No, but you do get that, like, you don't want to hold him up because he's obviously going somewhere.
We were going upstairs and he was coming downstairs, so it was kind of like, oh, fuck. Like, hopefully he's not like, oh, thanks, bye. Okay, thank you. Oh, that's, thank you. Thank you. Yeah. He was
very engaged in the conversation.
So nice.
Talking about coming to Florida and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So it was very nice to talk to him.
Yeah.
It definitely didn't feel like we were bothering him. And I think that part of the problem was with the screening was the fact that Q was going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that maybe, I would say a very fair amount would probably be maybe 20% of the people were coming to see the movie.
Oh,
not
yeah,
because,
no, no,
you know
no,
what
no.
I mean?
Yeah.
I think that the rest of the people were really only there because Q is going to be there.
Well, so the screening started at midnight.
Mm-hmm.
And then it said it was going to go about 3:30 is when everything kind of shut down on the boat, period. You could still, like, fuck around.
Mm-hmm.
But everything, you know, there wasn't any more events happening. And there were, there, you know, there, we were in, like, a, it was the three of us, and then there were a couple people next to us that we knew, we didn't know them, but they were definitely there for the movie, and then there was some very rather annoying Australians behind us that were definitely there for the movie, because that was the guy that had the horror patches on. Like,
yeah.
He did like it. The second, okay, it is 2:30 in the, it was later than that.
Because, I think it was, well, the movie started at midnight, and the Q&A went till 2 o'clock.
Okay, so it is, like, 2 o'clock in the morning. They do, I mean, it's, you know, the wrap-up of the night is going and singing karaoke, which Q goes and hangs out with his friends.
Yeah.
And they're like, thanks, we have to leave this auditorium, basically.
Because they want to clean up for the night.
Two-thirds of the people sitting down rush the fucking stage. And Q's like, I have to go. I have to go. And they're like, no, 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 sign this. Sign this. Do this. Do that. They showed up with 10 minutes left.
Yeah, they didn't come and stay for the movie. They came to finish up with the Q&A so that they could hopefully meet Q.
Yeah, it was ridiculous how these people have... They honestly... At the end of the day, they honestly don't give a shit what the Impractical Jokers want to talk about, want to do, want to say. It's just them.
Yeah.
I need an autograph. I'm not here for your show. I don't give a shit about your show.
Yeah.
Maybe I can meet you somehow. Why?
I don't know.
It's so weird, but whatever. That's how we brought spookiness to the Impractical Jokers cruise.
We think we did it justice.
We did.
We were probably... Oh, actually, we did see two other cute goth girls.
Yes.
So props and shout-outs to them.
Whoever they were. They had some really fancy tattoos, yeah, some good ones.
Pennywise was one of them.
Yeah. The old Pennywise.
Yeah, yeah. Tim Curry's Pennywise.
But yeah, so that was super fun. And then last weekend?
Yeah.
Not, well, this is, it's Monday now. So, the 16th or something.
Yeah.
24th. I don't know what it was. Spooky Empire came to Florida. They're here in March and they're here in October. And we were able to go on a Friday. We were kind of planning on going as it was, but what I would, you know, confidently say now is probably our best friend from Salem.
Yeah. Definitely.
I could confidently say that. Yeah, I think so. You know. Bora from the Black Hat Society.
Yeah, she was there.
She came
to Spooky Empire for...
Very randomly, which was so cool. And so we were like, yes, we should go. She's hard to find in Salem. We have seen her at breakfast a couple times and in the streets, but she is literally a local celebrity there, like some Carl Weathers situations. And it's cool to see her there. She's in her natural habitat, but she is kind of hard to get to there. So we were like, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
If we could see her at Spooky Empire, which we want to go to anyhow, because literally the best shopping for horror stuff that you'll ever get.
The only
in shopping. Person. Like, it was great. So we went on Friday, and we cruised around, and we bought some stuff, and, you know, resisted ourselves from other things.
Yep.
And we were getting ready to wrap up to head out. And she started her live feed, and we were like, oh, she's out in, like, one of the lobby areas. We should try and find her. 30 seconds later, basically ran into her in the hall.
Yeah.
It was, again, so cool.
Yeah.
Like, we've just had a really cool year so far.
When we were walking past her, we saw her coming, so we both said her name pretty much in unison.
And if you know Bora... or have seen her, or follow Black Hat Society, you can't miss her. She is in, like, some kind of voodoo witch outfit. I mean, it is, like, done up. She's green face, prosthetics, everything. She goes full out.
Yeah.
Full out. I say she because I'm thinking she.
Yeah.
It is a man that does it. You can't miss her. But she does look super cool at a horror convention, so...
She gets attention anyway.
So go ahead. So
we were walking towards her, and we both said her name at the same time. Her face lit up. Like she
goes,
was,
oh,
yeah,
how do you know me?
Yeah. Like, it was amazing. So we got to talk to her a little about Salem and where we were going to, like, we were coming for Halloween in our costumes.
Well, she asked when we were going to come next, and we were like, funny story,
right.
We're
see
coming
you in
this
October.
Year.
So we talked about our costumes and stuff, but it was really nice to see her. I got some cool stuff. Well, we both got cool stuff.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I can't remember the name of the shop, unfortunately, but we both want to have vests with patches on it.
Yep.
So this place had, like, I think it was 4 for $20. So, but they had the most random, amazing horror patches ever.
Yeah, there wasn't any kind of, like, The Ring, this kind of, like, just generic horror film shit in there. And I'm not saying those movies are shit, but just the Walmart kind of spooky stuff.
Yeah.
You know, there was no Nightmare Before Christmas in there.
No, but I got
deep cuts.
Valentine mask from the movie Valentine with David Boreanaz, the Jeremy Melton, like, the Cupid mask.
Yep.
And I got a pumpkin head patch, which is amazing.
Yeah.
Which two did you get?
I don't even remember. Oh, I got a Creepshow one. I got, like, the comic version of the Creeper.
Yeah.
Like, it's the cartoon version of the Creeper.
Critters?
Did I get the ray gun from...
Oh!
I got the ray gun from Killer Clowns.
Killer Clowns from Counter Space.
What did you call it?
Creepy Clowns.
Creepy, I always call it Creepy
I love it. I've loved it forever. And for whatever fucking reason...
Your brain's like, it's called
it's
Creepy.
It's creepy. Get over it. So, we got those. And then there's actually another guy who I bought two stickers from.
DOA.
Which is DOA_CO on Instagram. Shout out to him.
Hey.
It's called Death of Absolution.
You said you were going to check us out, so you should comment on this when you do.
We hope you're listening. But he was so nice, and he has some really amazing stuff. Obviously, being that my name is Samantha, mm-hmm. I have a special attachment to Sam from Trick or Treat.
Yep.
So I bought a Sam's Club sticker, which I thought was hilarious, and also a
like an actual Polaroid.
Yeah, it's a Polaroid sticker of the no feet with the ghost from Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
But it's an actual Polaroid size.
Yeah, it's so cool.
It's really cool. But those were awesome, and you should definitely check him out. I'm going to do some shopping on his website now that I got paid. But he has some really, really good shirts and stuff. He's on Instagram. He has a lot of the stuff of Sam, like Sam's Club.
Yeah.
He has Sam dolls.
And this is the stuff he comes up with. And he was generous enough to give us one of his pins mm-hmm. from his, like, original collection that he's, like, very seldomly handing out. So that was super special. That I have mine stuck up into the ceiling of my car.
Yeah.
So it's there forever.
But he was super, super nice.
And what was it again? It was DOA.
DOA underscore CO on Instagram.
Yeah. Really nice guy. Yeah. Very, very nice. And super affordable. Your stickers were like nothing.
Yeah, they were like $3 a piece, which they're amazing quality.
And different. Like,
and yeah, different. Something I've never seen thing, before. Yeah, so. What else? Oh, I got a double Creepsville shirt.
Yeah, and we got purses.
Oh, yeah, we got spellbook looking purses. They're amazing.
They're so nice.
Kaylin's grows. Kaylin's glows in the dark.
Yep.
And you can either use it as a clutch or you can put the strap on it.
Yeah, and it's beautiful leather. Beautiful leather.
Very, very nice. And once again, reasonably priced. I have her card somewhere. I should have looked it up.
Yeah, we have these cards.
But once I find her card, I'll post it on our Instagram so that you guys can go check it out. I got a pair of sunglasses from her, too.
Yep.
It looked like she made handmade clothes, too, with really cool fabric.
I don't understand where they find these fabrics.
I don't know.
It has the most random stuff on them. There was, like, planetary ones that I've never seen before, and, like, ones with, like, animals on. It was just, they were very stylish, very cute. And they had a bunch of other little, like, clutchy handbags. Like, there was, like, a pizza slice mm-hmm. and, like, things like
a it
was
teapot.
Yes.
Very, very cute.
Yeah.
We always want. We have matching Ouija board purses for Salem, which are a little small.
But they're good. They're good
for, like, day-to-day, but if we want to do the shopping day, like, we don't really have anywhere to put anything.
Yeah.
Even if it's, like, a small pair of earrings or something like that, can't really put it in. So these ones are a little bit bigger.
And they're perfect.
They're beautiful.
Like, yeah.
Very, very good.
So, that was exciting. That's only the things that, I mean, the things that we wanted definitely outweighed what we got.
Yeah.
We did get our friend, Ashley, some baby clothes. Sam got her a shirt with Sam on it from Trick or Treat. It's so cute. And then I got her one that says Scream Queen, and it's got a woman screaming with a little crown on it. And then we got her a shirt that says,
Little Screamer,
and it's got Ghostface on it.
Ashley doesn't watch scary movies.
No, she doesn't.
And doesn't listen to this podcast.
No. So, Nightmare Before Christmas is, like, way too scary for her. She can't watch
it. We watched Death Proof together, and she spent the whole time on my shoulder.
So. Yeah. So, it's, you know, we just want to make sure that this child is raised right and correctly and safely.
Yes.
So. But yeah, so we have, like, this year has just been so much fun for us. We have a breakfast date planned with a good friend from Salem.
Salem Satan.
Salem Satan, shout out to you.
His name is Salem underscore Satan on Instagram.
Yes, and he's on Facebook a little bit, too.
Yeah, mostly, I think, at the moment
he's on Instagram. The Salem Satan on Facebook.
Yeah, he's actually active now. Hi. but we're going to have breakfast with him the day before Halloween.
Yep.
We're super excited about that.
We are very excited. We always get a picture with him when we go to Salem. Mm-hmm. He dresses as Satan, and it says he has a sign that says free hugs, and he usually stands in front of the Christian protesters.
Mm-hmm. Which we can appreciate.
Yes.
Those people are assholes.
They are very annoying there, but it's super fun, and we are so excited that we made, like, a legit friend there.
Yeah.
And Bora. So, we're slowly moving into the town.
Yeah, we'll be there busking anytime.
It's been a really exciting year. We just feel like we're really getting out there a little bit more and meeting people, like adults, because we're almost 30.
Yes,
you're 30. I am almost 30. I'm in the last leg of it. So it's been a lot of fun. And, So do you want to get to the new kind of part of our spooky show?
So one thing we saw while we were on the cruise was they did the Space Monkeys podcast, which is the, basically Tell 'em Steve Dave without Walt there, if you listen to that. I don't know if you probably don't, but Tell 'em Steve Dave. So, Brian Johnson has this crazy notebook where he writes different questions, like, would you rather, what would you do, that kind what of stuff.
If yeah. you saw this?
What
just,
would you do?
I mean, just all kinds of stuff. And then they discuss it for a while.
We thought that we would go ahead and do, it was supposed to be two questions, but Caitlin
I dropped
only
the ball.
Came up with one.
I dropped the ball.
So, I have two questions, Caitlin has one.
But we figured we would do this with spooky stuff. When we watch a movie or we think about something, because it's always something to do with spookiness.
Yeah.
Murder documentaries, all that stuff. We figure, hey, we have what-if situations.
We go through them quite frequently.
Yeah. And so we thought we would discuss spooky things. And then hopefully you guys join in or send
yeah.
us our,
so if you
your
send
own
us some
what-ifs.
Questions, we'll answer them on the show.
Yeah. So...
I'll go first, then you do yours,
yeah.
and then I'll do
yeah,
my last
for sure.
one. So my first question is, would you rather date Billy Loomis from Scream, but he's still a murderer, or would you rather date Skeet Ulrich's character Chris from The Craft, but he has to be under the spell to be able to be in love with you?
Oof. Wow. That is tough.
Boom.
Okay, so... All right. But was Billy really in love with Sydney?
No. So you're not putting yourself in the situation. You're not either Sarah or
Okay, it's
or
just, is my
Ned
boyfriend
Campbell.
Billy the serial killer?
So, what? Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
So you're either dating Billy, it's a different, say it's a different universe.
Totally.
Like a completely parallel
universe.
But he's
universe, a serial killer.
Where he's a serial killer, he hasn't gotten caught, he doesn't die, all
gotcha.
That kind of stuff. So you know he's a murderer, but you can still date him. Or you can be with Chris from The Craft, but he has to be under a spell to be in the relationship. He may like you, but he's also a scumbag that tells everybody he slept with you when he did it.
Be kind of alright with Skeet telling anyone I slept with.
Right.
But I want to... Ooh, that is, that's really good. I think I'm still just... I'm just going to go with Chris. Because... Billy's gonna disappear. He's gonna get caught.
Yeah.
He's a killer. In that, it doesn't matter. In that universe, I don't know if I want to flip the coin that he is gonna come after me and kill me.
Yeah.
Kind of deal. I can deal with an asshole. I've dealt with assholes.
Yeah, true.
Like, I mean, honestly, and I still got Skeet. Sometimes I get Skeet.
Yeah.
But I think I would go with the Craft situation. I honestly would. As long as there's no, deadline on that whole spell thing. Like, I don't need him waking up halfway through.
But the thing is like I said, he still, the only part of the spell really in that movie is that he is a nicer guy to her.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
more attentive and more,
yeah.
obviously he gets to be obsessive, but
I'm fine with that.
More, you know what I mean? More attentive and stuff.
Yeah.
He likes her. He goes on a date with her
yeah.
previous to the spell being cast on.
Yeah.
So my answer would be Billy.
Yeah?
I just love him so much. I don't know. I don't know. It would, obviously, I think it would depend on who his victims are. If he's killing Sydney's family, it is what it is. I'm still dating him.
Yeah.
I don't want him to kill my mom.
Okay.
Which is what him and Stu did. You
yeah.
know what I mean? I can't be, I want to date Billy as me. I don't want to date Billy as Nev Campbell. Sydney.
Okay,
you know what
I can
mean?
See that. Outside
in,
situation.
In, a parallel universe.
Yeah.
I'm, some random girl from the high school that, at this point, the job.
Yeah. But I wouldn't want it to end. I feel like with Chris, it doesn't end.
Yeah, but it might not end with Billy.
He doesn't get caught?
But think about it. The Golden State Killer, he was at large for however many years. Zodiac's still kicking.
Yeah.
Well, maybe.
Well,
I don't know.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? There's a chance that he's still kicking. But he was never caught as a murderer.
God, Billy was hot.
Yes. The hair.
I know the hair. Yeah, I'm still going to stick with Chris. But I definitely see that side. I definitely see your point on that.
Cool.
That's a good one. That's
What's
a really
your question?
Good one. Okay. So, mine is, which way, I was thinking, because of the cruise and stuff, this is where it came into my head. Which way would you want this, all right? Would you rather haunt, you're the haunter on the ghost ship. All right,
okay.
You're one of the people that's trapped, the souls that are trapped
Can
on there.
Can I be the girl in the red dress?
Of course.
Okay.
And so, you're the haunter. You're on there, you're haunting, ship comes in, people, that kind of thing. Someone finds the ship, and you're able to assimilate back to the real world. Like, okay. You switch places kind of thing, and now you're on the ship going back to America kind of deal, and you can assimilate into the real world. Or would you rather find the ghost ship? You're a real person coming from America. You find the ghost ship, now you're a ghost on the ship.
I would rather be a ghost that's assimilated back into the world.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I had it the other way around.
I think that it comes from a fear of being stuck somewhere.
Okay.
So, being on the boat, eventually that's going to be a very monotonous day.
But do you know that? Is it like a 50 first dates thing?
I don't know. Like, I would assume they know it because they have to keep, if we're going by the movie,
yeah.
They have to keep the charade up of getting these people to stay on the boat and to sacrifice their souls to be able to get the gold, and then they are marked by the ferryman.
Yeah.
So I would, like, if I'm Jack, I'm guessing, in this situation, the ferryman guy,
yeah,
like, where I can go back into the world and lure people to the boat, I would much rather do that.
Gotcha.
Even if I had to stay a ghost, like, if it's not switching places in terms of, like, becoming alive again,
yeah.
I feel like there are so many places I can go, so many things I can do with no restrictions, whereas on the boat, I feel like you're kind of, you have to do the soul sucking, you know?
Yeah. I guess I see it as, like, them lying dormant until that energy comes in.
Yeah.
So they're, like, not actually there until the energy comes, and they're like, ooh, like some kind of, like, Frankenstein off the table thing.
But then you're not living. I mean, you're not living anyway, but then you're not doing that. You know what I mean? Like, if you're going to lay dormant, I want to be on, like, in the world.
Yeah. I guess where, like, my train of thought from that side was coming off of the boat in the time frame that it was.
Yeah.
Assimilating back into the real world seems horrible to me. Like, how do you even get started? Like, that kind of thing?
I guess, I don't know. I feel like you could, well, it would depend, but, like, you can, I don't know. I feel like it would be pretty easy if you've been manipulating people into all these years to sacrificing their soul.
Yeah.
Like, you could probably manipulate your way into doing things.
Car salesman, like, or something.
Yeah. Like, I really feel
insurance salesman.
It would be relatively easy. And not to mention, you could probably, like, write a book. It doesn't have to be factual.
Yeah.
Like, it can be that you're doing this as, like, a fantasy series of books but it's about your life on the boat.
Now,
like, do a horror book, you know?
So, yeah, so my side was going, I would rather, like, go to the ship and then it's like, oh, I'm trapped. Because then it's almost like, okay, well, I'm fine with this being the second half of my life.
Yeah.
Of death, kind of thing. Do you think, this is trailing off into the other thing. Would you be able, or what would you want to keep from being, like, your ghost abilities? So, like, say you come to, you're a real person. You come to America, you're assimilating. Do you have medium strengths now? Can you see other ghosts, kind of thing? Like,
yeah.
Like, would you want to keep those ghost abilities? Like,
yeah.
And then maybe that could be, like, a career path, quote unquote.
Yeah, we could
unquote.
Be, like, the Long Island medium and have some crazy hair.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, no. And one thing about going to the ship and then being trapped there is it's the same thing as in Frozen, the horror movie, not the Disney movie,
mm-hmm.
where she's sitting on the thing.
Yeah.
Saying, like, I'm never going to see my cat again. My cat's
going to
die.
Yeah, it's kind of
I'm never going to see my mom again. Like, that kind of stuff is too much of a gamble for me.
Gotcha.
Knowing that I'm either never going to get on the... So, when everybody I know dies and goes wherever we go, I'm never going to see them because I'm trapped on the ship.
Yeah, see, I don't
you
want my...
Get
I don't
that,
want
like,
my
afterlife.
Choice if that is what I'm thinking. I don't want my choice if that's what I'm thinking. You're right.
That's why we talk these things out.
Would you... I think it'd be really cool if you could keep kind of the ghosty apparatus of, like, maybe you can just float in and out of where you're at. So if you're, like, I'm kind of done here, and just kind of, like, not use energy and be, like, invisible.
Yeah.
Like, that'd be super cool.
Yeah.
Like,
I'd be cool keeping my ghost powers to be able to... I would, like I said, I would honestly be okay still being a ghost.
Yeah.
But just, like, going being from place here, to place.
Yeah. Not being on a boat.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Because, like, you can haunt an airplane until you get to Paris.
Yeah.
Or, you know what I mean? Like, but then you can still check up on, like, your family and... You know,
maybe
like,
have a dog.
Yeah.
It's just like, why does that dog live in that house by itself?
Exactly. So, yeah, the thought of never seeing, like, my parents again or Preston again
That's
or
true.
You again, like, would stop me from wanting to be the soul on the
yeah,
ship.
Yeah, yeah. No, I would come visit you on a ghost ship if you were trapped there.
Yeah. But then you would be trapped there.
I would be trapped there. So, I mean, we're going to end up in the same situation regardless.
Yeah. I just think that it would be better to
live. That is true. Change my mind. No, that's good. I like that.
All right, so my last question should have been Kaylin had a second question.
Sorry, I just...
So it says, so my question is, what would be the first thing that you would do during the purge? Except you, the option is not there that you can just lock yourself down in the house. You have to be out doing something.
That's fine. I would lock myself down in a cabin.
Yeah, like you can't, you have to be out in the streets doing something.
Okay, shoplifting.
Yeah.
It's all I want to do. Mm-hmm. I just want to shoplift. I don't even want to break the window to get in.
No.
Like, I just want to shoplift. I don't know if I would, I know I can't, like, I'm not, like, quarantining myself kind of thing. I feel that I would, like, get all the things that I wanted and, like, hide them somewhere
mm-hmm.
kind of thing. But I think the entire time I would really act like I am going to kill, I'm going to go kill someone.
Yeah, I would definitely have weapons on me.
I'd be like, yeah, like, get him. And, like, if I found a body, I'm not going to lie. Like, I'm not, like, I've never really had the whole, like, oh, it'd be great to kill someone kind of thing. If I found a body, though, I think I could cut an arm off so that it was kind of like, ooh, me too.
Yeah.
I really... really want to just shoplift.
Yeah.
I want to grab, like, dresses and shirts and not, like, care and, like, oh my god, like, this is, okay, this is why we're old. Just get all the dog food I can so I don't have to pay for that shit anymore. Like, toilet paper and fucking paper towels.
Yeah.
Like, fuck. But it'd be in separate trips.
Yeah.
Like, I want a necessities one.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even food. I don't mind buying food. No. I want it fresh and I want it good.
I'm not going to steal an apple and it's good a month later.
Yeah, like, I'm so sick of having to buy toilet paper.
Yeah.
Like, that is, and that's for the rest of our lives.
So, can
tampons?
We say that we would go to Millennia area so that we could go into Costco, get toilet paper, mm-hmm. all the kind of, like, wine, liquor.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
All the stuff like that. But then we could also go to Macy's and get Betsy Johnson dresses and jewelry and stuff like that.
Now, I see your point. But I'm thinking more that we go to that mall Lost in Time at Merritt Island.
Yes.
So we can go to FYE.
Yes. And what's the other? Oh, and then the old style Hot Topic and the old style Spencer's.
Yeah. So I think that would honestly better be our better bet.
But definitely Costco.
Yeah, no. And I'm sure they have a Costco over there.
Yeah.
Because we can go across over there and go to Michael's mm-hmm. and shit, which, if the purge could happen around Halloween, would
be
amazing.
That would be fantastic. I would probably murder someone, though. Not going to say it on the show. Not going to say who.
That came out. But, oh, yeah. No.
But I'm just saying that...
You have a lot more hate for that person than I do, which is shocking.
So, this is probably incriminating, but I just feel... Actually, I take that back. I wouldn't murder them.
Mm-hmm.
I would torture them.
Yeah.
But in a, like, psychological way.
Yeah.
Because murder's not good enough. I just, the psychological way of torturing them, then we can hit up Costco.
Okay.
Is what I'm saying.
Well, we're going to be hungry after.
Yeah. I'm just saying. It's important. And, not to mention, that part of this purge would be having to dodge people that want to kill us.
Well, and that's why it's not really fair that the whole, like, bunker down thing isn't an option. Because I want to go through at least one purge where I am, like, fucking hidden. Like, I want a Jamie Lee Curtis-type basement in my house, Halloween remix style.
Well, technically, so, we could, hear me out, we could go out for an hour during the purge... steal as many wallets and credit cards as we possibly could.
That's a good idea, too.
And but then order working. Everything online.
Oh, that's too... That's... Oh, my God, Sam. Of course you thought that through.
Well, because I can't buy pinup clothes just anywhere.
No, and we can't get it in Florida.
Exactly. There's that one store.
We need to go to that antique mall that we met at the horror convention, though.
Yes, absolutely. It's in Maitland, everybody.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So, get credit cards.
Cash.
And then... order stuff online. Yeah. And then by the time it comes,
well, then
too
we
late.
Need...
The purge is over, but...
we need to be... we'd have to be around the Millennia area then for that, because those are more of a high roller situation.
Hell yeah.
It's Merritt Island.
I love you, Paul, but I'm stealing your credit card. I know your limit's way higher than mine.
Oh, yeah. God, yeah.
Like, yeah. That's what's going to happen.
And his Jeep is mine. I want that Jeep.
Good luck. That's like 5 cars ago.
Oh, Jesus Christ. How?
It he was has like... a Bentley now.
Are you serious?
Which is why I'm stealing your credit card.
Oh, my God. That was like Christmas.
I know.
Okay, well, that's a really good idea. That'd be such a busy day.
Yeah, but it's 20, is it 12 hours?
I thought it was 12 hours.
Yeah, so we're good.
I think part of your torture on not anybody in particular.
No.
Should be
but
like.
You know who you are.
Yeah. Should be like, where they constantly think there's only like 5 minutes left of the purge.
Mm-hmm.
Just. It's like...
Well, you can drug them so that they pass out, but they don't know how long they've been out. Which, really, it's only been 15 minutes, but they're going to think that the purge is almost over.
Yeah, so it's like, well, we only got a few minutes left, so we're going to... And they're like, oh, God, but this torture's only for a few more minutes, and then I'm free. Psych! But it's only been, like, 11 hours and 58 minutes left.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
That would be psychological torture right there, at least for me on my side. Right. It would be like, you thought you said it was almost over.
Well, we do, like, witch trial shit where they can't go pee.
Yes.
They can't, you know what I mean? Like, that kind of shit.
Yes.
So, like...
We haven't had a good crushing in a while.
Right? You know who you are. But yeah, so we're back. This is not, like I said, an April Fool's joke.
This is not a drill.
Oh, actually, I got to tell you guys, too, because it's fucking hilarious. It's like a mock... When you get fast passes at Disney, you get, like, if you get them online, it's like a, I don't know, template or whatever where it says where you go. It says what the ride is, says the time that you can go to the ride, and that kind of stuff. So I have somebody in one of the Disney groups I'm in posted about the new Star Wars one that they got fast passes, but it's an April Fool's joke. So they made the fast pass thing. It's fucking hilarious. So I got Preston. So I did it because I didn't think that he was going to be that excited. He literally made the excited Chris Pratt face from Parks and Rec. Like the...
Oh, no.
And I was like, oh, my God. So I immediately started apologizing. But it was fucking hilarious. I did it to my mom, too, over text. And she kept sending me the smiley with, like, no line. With the line, not the smile. It was fucking amazing. So that was the best April Fool's joke that I've played.
That's a really good one.
It was hilarious. I did not expect him to be so upset.
Oh, poor person.
But, he'll get over it.
He just... Throw them a little something. Yeah. It'll be fine.
But we'll be back. We're going to try and do it once a week, right?
Yeah, yeah. And we're going to do... This is going to kind of be our style. So if you have any what-ifs, what would, or who do you choose?
Yeah.
We'd love to hear them.
Yeah.
Because we constantly think about this shit. But now we're going to share it with you.
So the only thing that's active is Instagram. Sometimes we post on Facebook.
Very rarely. But it's like linked to our Instagram. Yeah. So it's kind of annoying.
Facebook is not really
friendly to
good.
It.
Yeah. Yeah. So Instagram is where we're at. We're at the Gore Ghouls.
Yep.
Check us out.
Yep.
And let us know what you think.
Alrighty.
We'll see you next time.
Bye.